America's young women are running out of oxygen. What else could explain why so many of them sound like this? Believe it or not, there's a scientific term for the way a Kardashian speaks, and it's vocal fry. It's a low, creaky vibration produced by a fluttering of the vocal cords. Speech pathologists call it a disorder that verges on vocal abuse. Call it a quirk, a trend, or an epidemic, vocal fry is everywhere. A recent study of women in college found that two-thirds of them use this glottalization. When I was a tween in the early 80s, the Valley Girl was born. She brought us like and uptalk. And there's been like a general cultural agreement that like that kind of speech leaves the user sounding airheady and unprofessional. But vocal fry is unique because researchers have found that women who talk this way are seen by their peers as educated, urban-oriented, and upwardly mobile.
You love him, and he totally complimented you.
Some linguists even suggest that creaky young ladies are evolving our culture as linguistic innovators. While metaphorically, I encourage every woman to find her voice, I'm dismayed at how low it can go. I'm burned out on the fry. It sounds underwhelmed and disengaged. It's annoying to listen to a young woman who sounds world-weary, and exactly like her 14 best friends.